Hi, my name is Jim Bowell, and I'm a firefighter paramedic for the city of Troy, Ohio, which is about 20 miles north of Dayton. Troy is a community of about 24,000 people now, and I've been a career firefighter paramedic since about 1989. I'm also the president of the International Police Mountain Bike Association, and commonly known as IPMBA. IPMBA is a training organization that provides training for police, EMS, fire, and security officers to learn how to use the bicycle as a tool to better perform their job. And this training is offered around the world. We have instructors in about 8 or 10 different countries, and we provide the most complete premier public safety training for cyclist in the world. I'm going to talk briefly about a couple calls that my department had gone on in the past several years. And the first one is a call that happened back in 1994. And it's when Troy Fire Department decided to start its bike team. And if the truth be known, it wasn't to actually start the bike team. It was a trial, an experiment to see if using EMS and paramedics on bikes would be a viable option for operating in large events. The city of Troy has a festival that they are known throughout the Midwest for, and it's a local strawberry festival that they typically do in June. The festival brings in about 100,000 people each day, and on the Saturday of the festival, they have a large parade. And this parade takes typically 2 to 3 hours for the entire parade to go through. The organizers claim that the parade draws 25,000 people to watch it. And as I said earlier, the city only comprises of about 24,000 people. So, you know, you can see there's quite a few people watching this parade. Well, back in 94, I got with the chief and said I wanted to try doing the EMS on bikes, provide, you know, paramedic and EMS protection to the people during the parade. The chief looked at me and, number one, said, "You're nuts. There's no way you can do that." And after I finally convinced him it would be a viable option, he said, "Fine, I'll let you do it. You're not going to wear anything that says Troy Fire Department. I'll give you a radio, but you're using your own bike and you're going to have to find equipment from somewhere." The bottom line was the chief didn't want to be embarrassed. So I went to our local EMS coordinator, who gladly provided the medical equipment and even got me a shirt from the Strawberry Festival to wear while I was out riding. Well, I went out riding, and we had the traditional paramedic units along the parade route in ambulances, and I got laughed at and pointed at and made fun of by the guys that I work with because I was doing something a little unorthodox. Well, I spent the first hour and a half, 2 hours during the parade just tooling around, not really doing a whole lot. No calls had come in. And then all of a sudden, a call came in for a person down in a house. The house happened to be right along the parade route, and I was about 4 or 5 blocks away from where the call was. Well, the ambulance that was dispatched was probably a half block closer than I was. Well, you know what I thought. I'm thinking to myself, I have to beat that ambulance to the scene. No matter what I do, I have to smoke them. So I start riding. I pedal as hard as I can. I'm weaving in and out of people. I'm zipping around barricades. And I beat the ambulance there. As I turn the corner, I look behind me. And what do I see? About 2 blocks back, there's the ambulance. So good, I beat them. I call myself on the scene, walk up to the house, and there's like 4 or 5 police there, which typically isn't a good sign. During the festival, the police are throughout the entire parade route, and to have them actually at a medical call was not good. Well, as soon as I walked in the house, I found out why they were all there. We were dispatched to a murder-suicide. I was the first unit on the scene. My medical equipment consisted of, some triangular bandages, 4x4s, ice packs, some gloves, the typical BLS type equipment that you would carry, in a basic first aid bag. So here I am, oops. Fortunately, the ambulance showed up about 45 seconds later, came in with all their equipment, and we secured the scene. Helped the police, made sure the coroner was called and all that stuff. That was the start of our bike team. Our administration was so impressed with the response and the way I was able to get to every call that I was dispatched or that was dispatched that day that the chief made it an official program within the fire department. And we have been operating ever since. We now have a team of about 14 members. We have 5 bicycles. We are a complete ALS unit. And we provide protection for about 15 or 18 different events throughout our community, with the Strawberry Festival being the largest one. The second event I'd like to talk about that happened actually happened this past year, again, at the Strawberry Festival. And it was a nice day. We were actually working up at the festival site, and we have typically 6 people working up on the levee with 1 bike team of 2 people. We have a gator or a little mobile unit that has 2 people on it, and then we take a grass truck and an ambulance for doing any transports that we have to have. So we spent the entire day up there. It was relatively warm. We had done some minor treatments, but nobody had been transported for the entire day. It would get cloudy. It would look like it was going to rain. Then it would clear up, and it did this the entire day, on and off, on and off. Well, eventually it started to rain, about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening. Started raining really good. Then it let up. Everything looked good other than a little cloudy, when all of a sudden, a bolt of lightning struck. You could tell it was somewhere close. I mean, the ground shook. It was that close. Well, we knew it hit somewhere. We start looking around, trying to figure out where it hit. And all of a sudden, we have people screaming at us. There were 3 people that had been struck by lightning. Well, we send all 3 units over to the scene. And we start treating them. And, of course, it starts raining again. It was an adult and 2 small children, and they had been standing underneath a tree when the lightning struck. Well, with the rapid intervention of the 6 people, we were able to do a real good job of saving them all. I believe 2 of the 3 were air transported to a level 1. And the third one was, believe it or not, a treat and release. So, it was fortunate that we had all those units up there, and we did a real good job. Called a couple extra squads in to help with the transport. And it was a real good save for the fire department. It looked pretty good.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from EMSResponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.